Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, retail professionals, and welcome to episode 16 of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, executive editor of Total Retail. Today, I'm joined by Jody Fox, co-founder and chief creative officer of Shoes of Prey, an on-demand customized shoe retailer. We're going to be discussing Shoes of Prey's unique business model, its partnership with Nordstrom, and its latest news, a $15.5 million round of financing. Thanks for joining me, Jody.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, can you give us a quick description of the company?
Happily. Shoes of Prey is the place where women can design their own shoes. We're online. We started out at shoesofprey.com back in October 2009. Break even at 2 months, hit multi-million revenue in under 2 years. In January 2013, we decided to go offline because our customers kept saying to us, what are my shoes going to look like in real life? And when we dug into that, the insights we got out were they wanted to try the shoe on and see what the size felt like, see the materials, touch the leathers, see the colors, and we opened our first store January 2013, and since then we've subsequently opened 6 stores with Nordstrom here in the US.
Can you talk about what the inspiration was for the founding of the company?
Yes, for sure. I was solving my own problem. So I couldn't find shoes that I loved. Either the heel height didn't feel right to me, or you know, it had a decoration that I didn't think was very pretty, or it wasn't quite color. And I came across a person when I was traveling who was a cobbler that I could commission my shoe designs with. I started doing that, and my girlfriends became excited about it when they saw the shoes and heard the story. So I started to commission shoes for them as well. However, I would never have thought to turn this into a business if it weren't for my two co-founders, Mike Knapp and Michael Fox. They're both at Google, very excited about the prospect of online retail and just needed an idea.
You briefly mentioned Shoes of Prey's partnership with Nordstrom. Can you discuss a little bit more about that, and sort of a second part to that, how is partnering with such an established brand and well-respected brand such as Nordstrom really benefited your startup business?
So with Nordstrom, it's been a really great journey. So when we opened our first store in Australia with David Jones, a different department store, we had amazing success. It did double its forecasted revenue in the first 12 months, and store design won the World Retail Award for the world's best store design against Karl Lagerfeld for his concept store in Paris and against Puma for their flagship store in Osaka. So it was very exciting for us that it had been such a successful branding and also business experience. We took that to Nordstrom because Nordstrom, their lifeblood is in shoes. You know, that's where they started from. It's still such an important part of their business today. And they are just such an innovative, exciting mass market retailer. And that's precisely where we want to be as well. So we went to them with the idea, and we started to open stores with them. So the first one opened in Seattle in November 2014. And then this year we've opened 5 more stores with them across the US. That has given us the opportunity, as I mentioned before, with our first store to get our product in front of women so that they can understand what their shoes are going to look like and how they'll feel when they wear them.
Yeah, and now Nordstrom is an investor in the company as well. They choose the praises, raised this next round of financing. Can you discuss your thoughts on what you will do with this round of financing?
Sure. So the $15.5 million has been raised to expand our omnichannel presence here in the USA and also to invest in our production facilities. We have our own factory where we produce the shoes, and we'll be investing in expanding that to meet the demand that we'll be creating here in the US.
The omnichannel capabilities that you refer to is, you obviously have talked about the Nordstrom partnership and selling wholesale or selling through them. Is your own owned and operated stores maybe in the future, or is it just online at the time? You know, what are your thoughts on where you can take that omnichannel vision that you talked about?
Look, I'm not sure that standalone is really the right thing for us at the moment. I fully appreciate that although we're seeing some fantastic initial success, that in fact, you know, we still are not a particularly well-known brand. And being a part of the Nordstrom family and, you know, being present on those shoes floors next to some truly incredible shoe brands is a great way for people to learn about us. So I'm not sure that standalone really makes a huge amount of sense for us at the moment. We will continue to invest in our online as well, just because it's so great to be able to have access to a service like ours at any moment, at anywhere in the world. So, and to give a sense of that, we actually shipped to 92 countries in the past 4 months. So the online part of the business is very important to us still.
And then how does mobile fit into that sort of omni-channel equation for Shoes of Prey?
Yeah, look, I mean, we see a reasonable chunk of our audience coming in on mobile devices, and we do need to develop an app. But unfortunately, there's a long list of very good ideas, as I'm sure any business owner would know. And at the moment, we'll stay really focused on our two primary channels, so being the offline and online versions of that.
Okay. And then we've talked about the round of financing. What are the biggest challenges when a company like Shoes of Prey or another retail startup such as your company has when you get this financing?
Gosh, you know, we have such an incredible challenge ahead. So when you go into pitch financing, of course, you share exactly what that big dream is for your idea. And then when the financing does come in the door, that's when the hard work starts to make sure that you do, in fact, execute that. So the hard work comes in every single form you can possibly imagine.
And then sort of on the flip side, besides the challenges, obviously the opportunities present themselves. What are the opportunities that you're looking at with this new financing that you've received?
So, I mean, the upside is that we all of a sudden have this injection of funding to be able to dedicate to the projects that we really need to execute and execute very well to really expand the business. So whereas previously we might have been, you know, doing things in a more scrappy way, this gives us the funding to do it well and to make sure that we truly do race ahead of the pack in this particular part of the market.
And then lastly, Jody, do you have any advice for other retail startups that may be listening that are also looking to grow their businesses?
Yeah, I think for retail particularly, it's about, you know, having a look for what can be done better. So in terms of Shoes of Prey, the fact that we're making on demand has been, it was the thing that helped us to break even so fast in the business because it had a positive cash flow. You know, there's a lot of stock floating around the world that people, you know, manufacture and send out hoping that people will buy them and ends up in, you know, landfill. So there are a lot of, I think that the retail chain, and particularly in fashion, is fairly antiquated, and there are a lot of opportunities in there to solve pain points. So I'd encourage those retail startups to look at that, and then also to not be afraid to reach out and learn from the best. So for us, we think that Nordstrom is some of the best, and we're learning a lot as we continue that partnership.
Well, great. I want to take this opportunity to thank Jody Fox for her time. I also want to thank our audience for listening to this episode of Total Retail Talks. Please check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcast, for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on iTunes and Stitcher. Also, make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. And lastly, please follow us on Twitter at MyTotalRetail. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.